Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School, and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, Americans like Barbados rum. On this day, May 8, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article which analyzed Barbados's rum exports to the United States and Great Britain. The feature, which was titled Americans Like Barbados Rum, examined fluctuations in Barbados rum exports, consumer trends, and the curious fact that the majority of London hotels and public houses did not stock Barbados rum. This scarcity was attributed to the popularity of Jamaican rum in Britain, as well as the fact that if a consumer wanted to sample Barbados rum, they would have to purchase it by the bottle at an off-license. Much of the information cited in the article emanated from two prominent London traders in spirits with considerable expertise in the marketing of Caribbean rum. According to the traders, roughly 6,000 cases of Barbados rum were presently imported into Britain annually. This figure represented a steep decline from the 16,000 to 20,000 cases imported immediately after World War II, when rum was used as an alternative to gin in cocktails due to wartime disruption of the gin industry. Once the production of gin in England returned to pre-war levels, the demand for Barbados rum subsided. Although Jamaican rum was clearly the market leader, due to its relative strength and pungency, the shipper noted that Barbadian rum was preferred in some countries due to its mildness and more neutral flavors. Americans, in the opinion of the correspondent, preferred Barbados rum due to its similarity to rye whiskey, both in taste and in its alcoholic content. While many persons in Britain were unfamiliar with Barbados rum, those who sampled it were amazed at its subtlety and asked where it could be purchased. The shipper concluded by encouraging Barbadian rum companies to enhance their marketing in Britain, as increased product visibility was likely to lead to improved sales. Fluctuating Barbados rum exports in the mid-20th century epitomized the cyclical nature of the island's rum sector. Barbados rum exports, which had peaked in the 18th century, had undergone a prolonged decline in the 19th and early 20th centuries. In recent decades, the quality of Barbados rum has garnered international acclaim, while the value of rum exported annually typically exceeds $40 million.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.